This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. This is December 21st, 2019. 2 days before the infamous day of the time that you meet with your in-laws around the dinner table at Christmas time. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Welcome, those of you out there. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm with Denise Dirks and Todd Cunin, my co-host, and Cal Hunter behind the glass as our producer. Let me tell you something I'm confessing immediately, right away, because it's on my chest. I've really had these issues going on for quite some time. I'm talking this past week.
Share, Fred.
And I have to confess at the beginning so we can move on. I have not even thought, not only not bought, but not even thought about a present for my wife yet. It is not even close. It's not even like I'm trying to get something, because I can't, luckily she doesn't listen to my show. She can't stand to hear my voice. But you know what? The thing is what the heck am I going to get my wife? I can't think of one. I'm dead serious. I've tried. I've thought. I mean, she's got me. She doesn't need anything else.
Well.
Denise, do you want to feel that one? Where are the crickets?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you notice he didn't have his hand on the little crickets. But so. I truly don't know what to do. I have no idea. And you know, it's like, I know what I need. I know exactly. Seriously, I need socks. Just give me a pair of socks. That's all I want is a pair of socks. So
so you're going to go with that. She needs nothing, but you're really just going to go with that and
I'm
leave it out there?
I'm going with that, because, in fact, I'm going to have a picture of me.
if look, all I'm saying is if you go with that, mm-hmm. I think you're guaranteed to get socks for Christmas filled with coal.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be living at your house for a while. Well,
exactly. The cats will move over and make a space
for you. It's also possible Mrs. Penny will use that coal in that sock just to see how hard your head is by striking you with it.
It's the first year in many, many marriage years that I am stumped. I can't even think of a little thing, Denise. I mean, you know, sometimes you think, oh, maybe this, maybe that. I have no idea. No idea. And I still don't have any idea. And so what's so sad, it'll be some, like that beer commercial where the guy's going, getting his anniversary, and he puts the beer up on the 7-Eleven thing, and he's like, and then it shows this anniversary card, and he grabs it and throws it down, didn't look at it. Next scene shows her crying. That was so thoughtful of you.
Just bring her a Snickers bar in my wife's case. Just take her, not Snickers, I mean a Milky Way. Just take her that.
Or See's Candy.
Yeah,
you
perfect.
Can't go wrong with See's Candy, but she said no See's Candy this year. So this whole 3 hours of Radio Law Talk, we're going to think about what I should buy my wife for Christmas.
Hey, and if you want to pitch in, tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
I don't know, man.
Give us your suggestions.
And guess what, Denise? We're only 2 days away, two/three days away from the Christmas table where you're going to be able to tell them what? What are you going to be able to tell them? You're going to be able to tell your family, your in-laws.
Oh, exactly. You know, when they do the whole, they say, but this is the last episode of Radio Law Talk Live. You can still catch the podcasts if you really want to bone up on your knowledge. But this is the last time you're going to hear live anything that you can use to counter the, well, you know, they say, here you well, on Radio Law Talk, I have this.
Yeah, Cal, you got somebody going to help
say,
me.
Carl has an idea.
All
He's
right,
calling
Carl.
From the great city of Lodi, California.
Carl, help me. Help me out, Carl. What do I buy her?
My name is Clint, G-L-I-N-T, West, W-E-S-T. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you, man? How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Help me.
The best gift.
Help me.
The best gift to give your wife is to be sweet to her, be truthful, love her, care for her, work as hard as you can to give her everything you can.
Does Carl sound like a guy who just got out of marriage counseling?
Yeah, wait a minute.
He's telling the truth here. He's nailing it.
I'm not married.
Oh, you're in Todd's mode. You're Todd mode here. You and Todd are friends.
Single men unite. Okay.
I'm a lover. I'm a country western singer.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
But okay. You know, he makes a great point.
I love you guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, buddy. Thanks for calling and helping me out. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and have fun in Lodi.
I try to give her all that stuff, and she looks at me like, I'm dead serious. She laughs at me when I try to get romantic. You know, I'm not going to get into my details, but I'm like trying to be sweet and nice to her. And she looks at me and she laughs. And she goes, "What do you want?"
Nice try. So she knows you well.
She knows me well.
If you are on Twitter, Denise talked about, you can tweet us if you have an idea for Fred. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and tweet us, and you can use the hashtag FredsGift.
Okay.
FredsGift. Fred's Gift. We'll check it through the show, see if anybody has any suggestions. I'm curious to see what comes of
I wish our caller would have given, you know what, maybe he can call back in 3 hours and have a country song ready for me to sing to her. He said he's a country singer.
I have the song already for
you. No, I don't want you. You
should hire him to write her a country song. That's absolutely brilliant.
And what if I sang it?
Well, no.
Okay, never mind.
Someone else sing it for us.
We're moving on. Yeah.
You could have Angels Among Us and say, "This is for you, my dear. You are my angel among us." That would be nice.
I could buy her a star, like you do that, you know, and they don't really. Yeah.
You realize, of course, that all of this will be for naught. I know you say that your wife does not listen to the show.
She does sometimes, but
if this particular episode is uploaded in our podcast and she gets word, she may be able to do a little research to find out how disingenuous this year's gift might have been.
Well, she knows me, so she knows we're disingenuous every year. What are you talking about?
She knows it's all baloney.
I know. I tried to retire the once. You know what she said. No. That'll be a divorce if you come home. All right. I'll keep working. So that's why I better start Radio Law Talk, because I got to do something on Saturday. So, but we're going to talk about some interesting things going on. Obviously, case or no case. The Walking Dead stuntman, there's a lawsuit. And the verdict came down. We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
Two of the most bizarre things we're going to talk about. The first one that I'm going to talk about is not bizarre, but very interesting, that is going to be controversial. On Radio Law Talk, we stay neutral, but this is clearly going to be controversial. A man in Iowa burns an LGBT flag, and we're going to talk about he's found guilty and his sentence. We're going to discuss that. Then we're going to discuss a bizarre lawyer in Southern California, some of the tactics he used against an insurance company. Let's not mention the insurance company, but we're going to say an insurance company, and the bickering and fighting back and forth between the two, and how this lawyer goes off. I mean, look, we as lawyers get it, as in sometimes we're just pushed to the limit. It's a stressful job, but you've got to learn to quail yourself and not let that bomb go off. And this one, the guy let the bomb go off. So we're going to discuss that. But before we do all that, your favorite thing out there is our case or no case. I hope it's something to do with Santa or Christmas. Case or no case?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
I have one, but not in this case.
Okay.
This is about a guy in Minnesota. Police in Minnesota claim that the 52-year-old Jerry Westrom is a bad guy, a killer to be precise, and a bum who doesn't understand his civil liberties. You see, Mr. Westrom was implicated in a murder way back in 1993. A 35-year-old woman was killed. DNA was left on the scene. Westrom was always the suspect, but they could never get enough information to make a case. So they put a tail on him. The cold case unit put a tail on him. Walk around with him, and they see him at a restaurant eating a hot dog. He tosses it into the garbage can. The surveilling police pick it up and put it in an evidence bag, and voila, matchsticks. So Westrom had decided that the Minnesota Constitution and the U.S. Constitution guaranteed him privacy when eating lunch or any other private activity. So he sued. His defense guy said, "I want this hot dog dismissed because they got it without a warrant and without his permission." And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, does he have a right to privacy when he's eating lunch? And that's our question for case or no case.
We're going to take that back. Yeah. We don't have time to. We only have a minute left.
We're
going to talk about that. You know what? The scary thing about that, Cal, is That's pretty simple, I think, answer. That's what scares me.
Well, some of these are layups. Some of these are, you know,
I think this is a layup with no defense.
Well, we'll
all right, we'll be back to talk about case or no case, see if it's a layup or not.
All right, stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here. Don't forget, help Fred get something for his wife. You don't have to buy it. Just give him the idea. That's coming up on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
SavedByTheScan.org.
Oh, that's stone.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Hey, Cal, I'm putting back a present that I was given to by my another staff members, and It's pretty cool. It's a light bulb with a lightsaber.
Looks like a little metal sculpture there. Kind of cool. I think you should post that with it turned on. You know,
I will
the lights
post
on.
It. I'll post it. Okay, so we've got this very straightforward, in my opinion, kind of simple case that worries me, Cal.
It's not so simple anytime you consider someone's civil liberties and when people begin to think, hey, they can't do that, can they? And that's, I think, what this gentleman in Minnesota thought. He said, look, I'm having lunch. I know there was a case in California where that's allowed, but Minnesota's not California.
Right.
So what's the deal? And I think we'll start with you all's permission with Mr. Todd Kunin here.
Oh, the criminal lawyer that knows
this. Because this right up his alley. He ought to have an idea.
Here's the only reason why I hoped it wouldn't be with me, because everybody says, oh, it's so simple. I'm curious to hear what the simple answers are to see if it agrees with mine.
Answer.
But here's what I will say. Let me make sure I have the facts correct, Cal. Okay, so the guy, these people are following him around. He goes to have lunch. He eats a hot dog. He throws the hot dog away. They retrieve it.
Correct.
And find his DNA.
Correct. It's like, one of those mall, hot
Got
dog
it.
Places
Got
where
it.
He goes. And,
Okay, so I will give the quick answer. I just saw this the other day. Too long, didn't read answer. Which is, it is a case and he loses. There was nothing wrong with the seizure of the hot dog. The reason why I say that is people have an expectation of privacy in their persons, places, or things if they can demonstrate that they have such. As long as they didn't encroach on him and his ability to go eat a hot dog, law enforcement can be wherever they want in a public place watching you. That's not a violation of search and seizure law. It's also not a violation. If they had gone up to him and yanked the hot dog out of his hand as he was putting in his mouth, absolutely a violation. But he threw the hot dog away, and by throwing it away, he gave up any expectation of privacy he had in that thing. It was justifiably seized. They didn't need a warrant. They could run all the DNA tests they wanted on it. I have no doubt that he challenged it for that, but he loses.
What if I told you this is when Jesse Ventura was governor? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
So you're saying it's a case and he loses.
It's a case and he loses. Law enforcement did not violate his constitutional rights taking a hot dog.
Denise Dirks, what say you?
The analysis by Todd is exactly correct, but because it's so easy, I just have to say that it is a scenario but no case.
No case. All right.
No case.
Fair enough. Mr. So let's see. Todd says case and plaintiff loses. Denise says no case. And Fred says,
I'm going to say exactly what Todd said. However, if they would have thrown the hot dog away in his garbage at his house, probably that would be an issue. Once the garbage is taken out to the garbage out in the apartment complex, then it's no longer his person. But there is a twist here, Cal. So I'm going to say it's a case, but he wins for some reason. I don't know why, but they were not allowed to take the DNA from that hot dog. And by the way, you never know what other DNA is in the hot dog. Maybe the guy next to him was eating, took a bite of the hot dog with him. I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting observation, all of you. I really appreciate your smarts on this stuff, because obviously guys like me, I don't know from nothing about this stuff, but you always educate me. I think many people know that once you put your garbage in a public place, or you dispose of your garbage in your public place, it becomes public property. But this guy thought, but wait, the Minnesota Constitution allows me privacy. Guess what? The poor fellow, he lost.
All right, so Denise, it was a layup, but you just thought we were...
Sometimes I'm just going to give you an uncontested slam dunk. That was this one. Next time, however, you may have to work your gray matter slightly harder, because I'm going to take you to Tennessee, where a hunter is suing the Department of Fish and Game over the death of his own brother.
Okay.
Next time on Case or No Case.
So I just want to make sure I got 2 points on that one, right?
And I get
you
one.
You got two. Fred gets one, and Denise gets none.
Okay. Oh, that was a simple layup slam dunk.
I'm sorry. Every once in a while, I give you. Well, it's Christmas.
We got to keep us honest, right?
I give you cookies and I give you a layup. That's
are there cookies inside there?
Well, you better look.
Wait a minute. Cal gave us the present.
Homemade Mrs. Hunter cookies.
There's cookies. Cal gave us a present, and we haven't opened it up yet. It looks like an egg because we lay eggs a lot.
It's like a Christmas bowl.
I know.
You have to remember, my wife is obsessed with water, drinking water thingy deals.
Oh.
So she got you a water drinking deal there that looks
like a
light bulb.
You're right, it's a light bulb.
But then there's full of her famous little peanut butter and chocolate chip cookie with the big chocolate chip in the middle.
Oh.
Well, you know, look at it, Denise, just to look.
Guess what? I know what to get my wife. She's getting chocolate chip cookie with something in it.
And problem solved.
I already got it. We got it figured out. Cal, I'm re-gifting.
I'm here for you.
Don't tell Donna. I'm done.
No.
Don't call in. I know what to get my wife, those of you who are trying to help me out, okay? All right. Okay. Hey, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead. We've talked about this before. Now, there's a couple of things going on in Hollywood right now. First of all, there's no Emmy for stuntmen or stuntwomen and what they're doing. And they're fighting for, look, we should get an Emmy also for what we do, and we should be acknowledged. And so far, the Academy has said no. And and this is kind of one that has re-sparked the question of whether or not they should get Emmys, stunt persons.
Or Oscars, you mean Academy Awards.
Or Oscars, yeah, whatever. Yeah. What's an Emmy? I can't remember.
Emmys, TV, Oscars.
This would be an Emmy, yeah, because Walking Dead's a television show.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Show. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so
good.
I'm an Emmy.
Good.
No wonder you haven't won anything.
I see. I'm clueless. I'm applying
three-time
for the wrong
Emmy
thing.
Award, three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner for a reason.
I'm applying for the wrong thing.
We got this application from a broadcaster for Best Actor. What the? Somebody write Hunter and tell him it's
this guy a clue, man.
So we talked about this. Apparently what happened is this Stalwart Films, AMC Network, The Walking Dead's been going on for quite some time. And by the way, their record for injuries of stunt individuals is impeccable and good, apparently, that it's rare that someone gets hurt on the set. And they're actually... supposedly, and I'm, but you know, they do a good job in keeping safe things safe. But I don't fully understand. But the stuntman, what's his, John Bernecker, who he is?
Yes.
Apparently, a well-known stuntman, and he's got expertise and is known as not a fluke, but a guy that really knows what he's doing. He gets startled and falls, because they know how they're going to fall all the time. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about this. Cal says we're out of time. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking, snappy, you'll be...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has passed the annual defense authorization bill that creates a new Space Force branch of the armed services.
Before I came into office, the military endured deep and devastating budget cuts. Our military, quite frankly, was very depleted. As a candidate for president, I promised to reverse these crippling cuts and to ensure our military remains unchallenged and unrivaled anywhere in the world. And right now, there is no one, there is no country that comes even close.
The $738 billion package also involves a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel and would repeal a long-standing offset policy that blocked some Gold Star families from receiving full survivor benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered. While supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hey, everybody at KMED, 1440 AM, Medford, Oregon. Hello. Just want to say hi to you. I love saying hi to some of our affiliates out there, WAUB, 1590 AM and 98.1 FN, Auburn, New York. Welcome. We love having you on board listening to Radio Law Talk. We're talking about the family of the Walking Dead stuntman, John Bernecker, who dies from a fall.
Yeah, so they were rehearsing a stunt. It was one of those that was going to be a large fall. He's rehearsing with the actor that was going to be. And the stunt required for him to fall and hit the airbag. And something happened that startled him. And during the fall, so that he didn't leave at the appropriate takeoff point, and instead of hitting the bag, he hit the concrete next to the bag.
Oh, man. Now explain, though, the difference of what there was an issue about hitting the concrete.
There was. And the argument on behalf of the plaintiffs is that for a couple of extra $100 of cardboard, you put the boxes up and stuff, you put boxes around the sides of the bag. You not flattened boxes. You make them like they're in their normal square or rectangular shape. You put them around the sides of the bag, because sometimes things like this happen, so that if it does, you don't hit the concrete, you hit the boxes that break your fall. It's going to hurt, but you're not going to die. And it would only have cost a couple $100 to do that, but they didn't do that.
Was it his family there watching at this time of the set, or is this a different one?
I don't think the family was there watching. I do believe, based upon what I've read, that it was being filmed because they wanted to see how it looked, right, and that the footage of the fall was played repeatedly in court, and the family would have seen it there.
How awful.
And so it was obviously very tragic, and the lawsuit was filed. They filed it against AMC. Now, AMC is saying, look, we contract out a company, I think Stalwart Films.
Yep.
We contract out to them to produce this. We don't All we do is buy a finished product from the production company and put it on TV. We're not making this. They make it. Your claim is with them. And obviously, the plaintiffs are saying, no, our claim is with you to sue AMC. But in addition to other things, one thing I found interesting was that it was sort of the reverse. The plaintiff's attorneys were trying to argue that the deceased, Birkiner or Berniker, was an independent contractor. And AMC's argument was, no, this is Stalwart Films, and he was an employee of Stalwart Films.
Therefore, workers' comp coverage covers him.
That's what it is. And they, I mean, often as we see it, the exact opposite in wage and hour claims and stuff. But if they were correct in saying that it was an employee, then it would be under workers' comp coverage. It's not a complete exoneration of liability for even the employer, but it would have been a lot less than what they were seeking here.
And that's why the family initially sued for $80 million, and they ended up with $8.6 million.
Yes,
exactly. And one of the one interesting argument that I've kind of generally heard, but it's kind of one that doesn't pop up that often, is not only damage, you know, of wrongful death, of, you know, they miss their, you know, it's pain and suffering, but they miss the child, their son, but for future possibility of being married and having grandchildren for them to, you know, enjoy.
Oh,
but
so loss of future.
Yeah, a future that he would have gotten married and had children, and they brought that up. That was an interesting discussion. But anyway, here's one other thing I want you to understand. And in jumping on the side of The Walking Dead, 10 seasons, more than 150 episodes, and no real incidents that are serious. So they had a very good record.
So I always have a dumb question when these things come up, because you know me, I'm the guy with the dumb questions. And that is, a football player goes out, gets his head cracked. A fireman goes out, gets burned. A stuntman goes out and gets seriously injured or loses his life. Are they not, a boxer goes out and gets his brains rattled. Are they not purposefully, for means of personal gain, putting themselves directly in harm's way? And what responsibility do people who choose to do that have for their own well-being at the end of the day? Or is that another typical Cal dumb question?
Let them talk, and I do that for a living, and I can answer.
And
that.
You can tell me the
okay.
truth. You
so let's take your, let's take your football player analogy.
Okay. Right.
Okay?
Right.
Let's say that in the football player analogy, football player goes out, gets his bell rung, clearly showing signs of a concussion, and he's in bad shape.
And the helmet
off,
says, "Look out!"
But hold on. Clearly shows those signs. Comes off. The team doctor says, "Meh, you're good. Go ahead, get back in there."
That's a problem.
Then, because the team now had an issue in putting him back out there and putting him in a further unsafe condition, I would say that, yeah, the team's got liability. I think the same thing is true with the fire department. Those who do that, if there's the dangers inherent in the job, but if something that the employer does makes it even more dangerous, then it's an issue. And I think that's the argument of the plaintiffs here. Yeah, it's dangerous to fall off because you can break your neck doing all sorts of things, even if you hit the bag. I don't know the evidence in this case, but if the evidence turned out, and usually they have stunt companies come in who are experts in setting all of this up, if they came in and wanted specific safety protocols put in place, and the production company said, nah, we're not going to do that. Well, let's go ahead and cut corners. Absolutely, they got a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. I don't know everything, but the answer to your question is it depends on what extent they had. Denise?
It also depends on the state law.
Yes.
Because there, in some states, there's comparative negligence. In some states, there's assumption of the risk, where you're doing inherently dangerous activity and you're assuming that risk.
Right.
And there's one more.
Contrib and
Thank
comparative.
You. There you go. Yeah. Contributory negligence.
Contributory means if you're 51% at fault, then you get nothing. Comparative negligence means, in California, for example, if, say, you do something and causes an injury to someone and you're 10% at fault in a contributory negligence state, the plaintiff wins nothing. But in California, if it's worth $1 million, they get $100,000. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
if you're at fault,
so if
at
you
all,
contribute in California, if you contribute toward the injury, then you could be 100%.
They can
fault.
Braid up. No, yes and no. They can. The jury can set up percentages. In other words, you're 10% at fault. You're 90% at fault. The special damages, you can be liable for 100% even if you're 10% at fault. But the 10%, they have to pay for. In other states, they say, no, you have to hit the 51%.
So the next time you wonder why it is some of these production companies choose to do things out of state. Breaking Bad was supposed to be filmed in Bakersfield. They ended up going to New Mexico. When you want to know why, first, they get tax breaks. Second,
and Canada, right.
Second, it's for issues like these. Yep. If, look, the laws are more favorable. The last thing I want to say about workers' comp is even if it was a workers' comp case, an employer can still be held liable if they can show through the work comp case that the employer was serious, engaged in serious or willful misconduct.
Right.
Then you've got the insurance payout and the employer still looks at personal
liability. And again, every state's different, just so you know, but that's a general statement.
Yes.
But the point I was trying to make, you generally cannot wave away your negligence. I mean, that's a general term. So there's a lot of specifics on that, and this is an area of law that obviously I practice in. You can't say, for example, I build a water slide and you come in on this water slide and you know that you're going to, it's dangerous, but oh, I'm going to go up and unbolt the slide just so you can fall off. You can't say, well, you know, you assume the risk, you know.
Yeah.
You can't do stuff like
you
that.
You rode the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I understand. Okay.
You rode the motorcycle, but we made it so the tire falls off, you know.
Right.
And so that's the argument to your argument, Cal. So that's,
well, it's just a question. I don't think people understand always how that stuff works. So
8.6 million, and guess what they say? This is a shocker, I know. Ready for this? They're going to appeal. And so we'll be following this, and that's an interesting thing. Well, we're going to touch on something that is very, very controversial, and it's going to be something that's going to be talked about for years on end. And we're going to get it started before we go to the break and discuss about an Iowa man that goes to a church, and they have an LGBT flag. Now, let's back up. There's hate crimes. We'll discuss hate crimes, and there are consequences to being found liable of hate crimes against a person because of their race, because of their sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but this Iowa man grabs the flag that's hanging from this church, pulls it, and burns it. And he's sentenced for not just burning the flag, but for hate crimes, and receives, ready for this, 16 years in prison. I'm going to repeat that. 16 years in prison for burning the LGBT flag. And the question to you guys out there, I know you're saying, well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. It is, and we're going to discuss more details when we come back. But is 16 years too much? Look at the Eighth Amendment. No excessive fines, bail, or cruel and unusual punishment.
How about the First Amendment?
Eighth Amendment. And then there's freedom of speech issues, because we're going to talk about burning the American flag in the 1989 case of Texas versus Johnson and whether or not you can burn the American flag. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. But this is interesting. I mean, again, should the guy be sentenced? Probably. But how much? We're going to get back to talk about. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk straight ahead. You can email us, info@radiolawtalk.com. Don't forget, you can listen also live at radiolawtalk.com as well. Now this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So we're talking about the burning of an LGBT flag in Iowa. And Texas v. Johnson in 1989 came out, and it was reaffirmed by U.S. v. Eichmann case, that the First Amendment freedom of speech allows you to burn the American flag. Before, you weren't generally able to burn it. You could be prosecuted for that.
In fact, you could be guilty of sedition if we were
exactly
at war.
Right. That's exactly right. So that came out, and Iowa came out in 2016 with a hate crime law that basically says you can't do what's called a hate crime, which includes crimes based on sexual orientation. Crimes committed against a person of their, quote, property because of a person's sexual orientation, and then it goes race, et cetera, et cetera. So we're just talking about sexual orientation. So the guy grabs the flag, and he burns it. And this is what's interesting. The county attorney says this in the statement. We added additional hate crime charges due to the belief that Martinez was the guy's name, burn the flag because of what it represents as far as sexual orientation. Well, duh. Of course he did.
That guy's a detective.
Yeah. Wow. Well, of course he burned it because he was against the LGBT.
He didn't like the idea, obviously.
He didn't like the idea, obviously. Yeah. But the question is, under the Eighth Amendment, no excessive fines or bail or cruel or unusual punishment. And I ask you out there at 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and that's 855
529-7234.
Is that excessive? Now, or should there have been a punishment? Well, obviously, if there's a hate crime, there is punishment. But should it have been 6 months in jail and community service and maybe take some hate crime, you know, classes? And by the way, we're gonna dovetail an hour or two into this about a lawyer that has some anger issues also. But Denise.
Yeah, in this particular case, I think what is one of the factors that the courts, you know, took issue with is that it was against a church. It wasn't just against like one person's home or something like that. It was against a community of people that had this, you know, pride flag outside
but,
of that.
Okay, and that's a great point. But what I'm going to bring up is the opposite side. It's an entity. Is that not, you're not going against a specific person. And it's not like an LGBT person was at a parade and they were holding it. You grabbed it out of his or her hand and you burned it in front of them. And by the way, even if that happened, is 16 years, you know, excessive or not?
But obviously not a unified community. This is the point. Mm-hmm. Because if it were unified, there would not be that dissension among the ranks. The community themselves may have even stopped him and said, hey, dude, what are you doing? Leave
right.
the flag alone.
Right.
But it was not a unified community. There was disagreement on this point. And my whole issue with this whole thing is that people have a right to agreeably disagree, even on controversial issues like sexual orientation, abortion, all the stuff that people don't like to talk about. We all have the right to disagree with the conventional wisdom, whatever it may be.
Under the First Amendment.
But not destroy property.
Well,
that's a distinction.
Well, wait a minute.
Flag is property.
Let's stop right there.
Sure,
this is the argument, Denise. Correct, but you can destroy the American flag. Is that property? What if my American flag was flying in at my house and someone came up and grabbed my American flag and went out and burned my American flag on my lawn? They should be punished because of not necessarily the hate crime, but because of taking my property.
Correct.
So what it comes down to, Denise, I think you're correct, but the question is, does that constitute a real, what Cal's saying, a hate crime? Yes, this guy disagreed with LGBT. He clearly doesn't believe in it.
Vandalism,
yeah, yes, but sure. Is it a hate crime because he wants to burn the flag? This judge says yes, but to the extreme of 16 years.
Yeah, I think that it violates the Eighth Amendment, and if this is appealed, it's going to be overturned. But I do agree with the premise that it is a church that has a pride flag outside of it. And that even though he has a right to First Amendment, they also have their rights to express their opinions by, you know, having the flag and flying the flag.
Right.
All right. So here is what I will add to this, just taking the other side, looking to find out what the justification was for 16 years. And I can't find what the crime is for, what the punishment is for felony arson in the state of Iowa. However, let's do a backtrack here. First of all, arson is burning something that's somebody else's. You burn somebody else's object. So in Fred's example, and taking the American flag, if I buy an American flag and I burn it, the Constitution and the case says I can do that. In Fred's example, if I take Fred's American flag, I could be charged not because I'm burning a flag per se. I'm charged because I'm burning Fred's property. It happens to be a flag, but I'm burning Fred's property.
Correct.
In this case, he burned someone else's property, the flag that was in front of the church. Now, in Iowa, they define hate crimes as follows. A hate crime means one of the following public offenses when committed against a person on the basis of race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, political affiliation, sex, sexual orientation, age, or disability. So
stop. I'm going to stop you there. I got all you interrupted. I said a person.
A person.
Keep going.
Exactly.
Keep going.
Who's
okay.
A person?
All right.
Yeah.
So you've got that here. So if any one of the following is committed because of that belief,
the aforementioned
then it can be a hate crime, and one of them is violation of individual rights under Section 712.9, and when you look at that, it includes arson. So if you commit the crime of arson, and they believe that you did that because of sexual orientation, the, and a hate crime, then the law there says it becomes 1 degree more serious under the law. So if it was this degree felony, then it's a higher degree felony under that. And so this, I don't know what the punishment is for the next degree higher of arson for him, but my guess is he was punished under that statute.
But here's the issue
on that
statute.
Because that's what it called for.
Here's what I want to bring up on that, the issue of that statute. So that, there's no difference then if they go to an LGBT home and burn the home down or burn the little flag. What is there a difference? It sounds like there's no difference under the law. Whether they burn the guy's house down. Let's say it's a gay couple, okay?
Yes.
Two men and this gay couple, and they burn their house down.
Yes.
Is that the same hate crime as burning the flag?
No, it's not.
No, it's going to be enhanced. It'll be enhanced if you burn the house down because then it's attempted murder.
And see, I agree with that, but I'm just saying, how are they differentiating?
Let's say they weren't home. In Iowa, there's misdemeanor arson where the value of the thing burned is less than like $750. And then there's felony arson, which is when it's more than that, which would be the house. And so on that example, before you take – when you just look at arson, take out hate crimes, those aren't the same crimes.
Right.
And if those were done because of hate, then respectively both of those crimes would be upped one level. Cal.
Okay, so my real question about this whole thing, because I love listening to you discuss this because it's fascinating, but my question really is simple. Who is the DA to determine motive? Maybe the guy was an interior decorator and didn't like the colors.
Who
is he to decide what's in the guy's mind at the time he commits the crime?
Oh, I can answer that. I think the articles that we read about what the DA thought were a bit disingenuous. To be a hate crime, it would have to be something that was pled and proven. And so to say that it's a hate crime, that he did it because of that, is a determination that the jury would have to make.
Right.
And I'm telling you that when you have a guy during the interrogation say, well, I did it because I don't like gay people. Well, okay, that's kind of sealing
it's an omission
there.
Yes.
You know,
say anything, obviously.
No, he did. Yeah.
Did he?
He made an admission that he did it because of his feelings about the LGBTQ community.
Got it.
And so because of that, it was a pretty easy thing to take care of. My guess is that the defense probably pled to that, wanted to bifurcate, so the jury would just hear the case on the arson basis and not know his motivation, so they could determine whether it was arson. And that had already been
taken
care of.
And the judge is the one that set the 16 years, right?
He sentenced him according to statute.
Well, guess what? We're going to follow this, it's going to be appealed.
Sure.
Not just the appellate court. I'll put money on it. There's going to be, and we don't bet here, that it's going to the Supreme Court of the United States, not just Iowa. I think it's going to go all the way up, burn a flag, whether or not that is hate crime. We're going to be back hour two. Don't forget, if you want to join us or hear the old shows, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hour number two is coming up for Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
for chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.